652. Authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the construction of the underground injection controls retrofit project number E10570 for estimated amount of $870,000.
Good morning.
Good morning. If I can just give a presentation, we can definitely work. I'm going to have to ask.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, City Council. My name is Scott Gibson. I'm a principal engineer at the City of Portland. With me is Lloyd Stauning. We're here today to request authorization for a construction contract. The necessary contract is to retrofit 49 UICs, or sumps, basically stormwater sumps, so they're protective of groundwater. This project will bring UICs into compliance with the Department of Environmental Quality Water Pollution Control Facility permits. There were originally over 300 UICs were identified as being out of compliance with this permit. Through monitoring and evaluation, the city has been able to demonstrate groundwater protectiveness for many of these locations and reduce the number that require corrective action from 300 to 49. I think when we started this, we had $14 million in the budget, so we're about a tenth of that right now. Next slide, please. Yeah, okay. To be in permit compliance, this project must be completed by May 31st, 2015. The permit requires that UICs within 500 feet of a drinking or irrigation well have adequate separation between the bottom of the UIC and seasonal high groundwater, and that they provide pretreatment. There are seven of these UICs that are close to wells. Retrofitted existing UICs whose bottoms are within 5 feet of seasonally high groundwater will also be retrofitted to include pretreatment. This is a sedimentation manhole. There are 42 of these. Here's a slide showing the location of the 49 sumps. Some are in Northeast 80th Avenue, Southeast Herald, 122nd, Southeast Holgate, Southeast Foster, mostly in the Southeast and Northeast. Public outreach on this project consisted of mailers and open houses to inform the public and solicit input on the final design. Mailers were sent in December 2011 and May of 2012, and we held four open houses.
Could you stop there for a second?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Appreciate very much the fact that you got the universe of sumps that needed attention to comply down to such a small number, and I understand why the ones along Airport Way would be close to groundwater that is being used for drinking water, but why the ones in Southeast? Are there wells there?
No, it's high groundwater. So Southeast also suffers from a high groundwater table. The sumps are roughly 30 feet deep.
Yeah.
You can see a picture of them in here. So they get down close to where the high groundwater level comes.
Okay, thank you.
This is a picture of a UIC or a said sump combination. It includes an inlet catch basin, a sedimentation manhole, and the sump or the underground injection control. So we're adding these sedimentation manholes in order to add spill control and also allow us to drop the sediments and pollutions out. The sumps, the sedimentation manholes are then serviced with a Vactor truck, which sucks out the pollution. There are two pretreatment methods used in this project. The most common is with the sedimentation manhole. 46 sites will use these. Next, please. The secondary way to do it is with a stormwater facility. These are curb extensions and planters, and there are three sites where we're using this technique. Mostly this was where the sumps were not allowed due to utility conflicts. Finally, the engineer's estimate for the construction contract is $870,000. Our confidence in this estimate is optimal. The overall project budget is $1.6 million. We have a high confidence in this number. We hope to proceed with the work starting in November 2014 in order to complete it by May of 2015 in accordance with our permit.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Thanks. Good presentation. Anyone signed up on this?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Okay. Thanks very much. That moves to second reading. And